It's a modern-day treasure hunt. Family heirlooms, yard sale bargains, or just long-lost items from your attic or basement. This grab bag of collectibles is what makes the WGBH program Antiques Roadshow so successful. Now in its 17th season, the show profiles the treasures of Boston starting tonight. WGBH Radio Zibby Caputo takes us behind the scenes.
Oh, God. This is so heavy.
When I found out that as a reporter covering Antiques Roadshow, I could bring something to be appraised, I was flummoxed. Like many ticket holders, I had no clue what to bring. So I brainstormed with family. Luckily, my dad had an idea.
You're bringing a mosaic that was apparently created for Perry Como.
That's right, Perry Como. My dad's a fan.
Hot diggity, do diggity, oh, what you do to me, what you do to me. What you do to me, dog diggity, up what you do to me, what you do to my heart.
Where did you get this mosaic, Dad?
The estate of Perry Como auctioned off all of his belongings. He had died, and in his will, he indicated that he wanted his personal belongings to go to his fans so that everybody could have a little piece of him.
My dad's piece of Perry Como weighs 75 pounds. He had a special case made so I could lug it from New Jersey to Boston. 5 deep red crosses and a scroll that reads, God is with us, on a gold background sunk in concrete. My dad says the gold mosaic pieces are 24 carat. I asked him how he knows, and he says, because it was made in Italy. My dad is an Italian-American and Catholic, just like Perry Como was.
You paid $185 for it. What do you think the Antique Roadshow's appraisers are going to say?
I think it's going to be worth more in the line of $2,500 to $5,000. And I'm quite sure it's one of a kind.
Inside the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, people are waiting in a long line, holding all sorts of objects. Books, lamps, jewelry, a totem pole, a crib, a large statue of the White House made of pearls. For all the items you see on the show, there's thousands that didn't make the air. And just like my dad's mosaic, each one comes with a story.
Yeah, it's a pen stand where you keep your tools for working on quills and things. So I saw the same one actually when we were at Mount Vernon. It was on George Washington's desk.
A Scrimshaw piece that was given to me that may be 150 years old. There's a note with it that says that it was given to the original owner in the early 1800s.
We have my grandfather's ice fishing sled full of all the antique ice fishing equipment that he had. I don't know if someone near our hometown built it or if it was something you picked up at, you know, whatever Walmart was back then.
It doesn't look like too many of the items here came from Walmart. The first stop for people in line? Triage, where a general appraiser categorizes the objects.
Snow shoes, okay. These are kind of old and handmade. I'm actually going to send you to Folk Art for those because I know there is some people there who can do those for you, I think.
Dad's mosaic was tagged decorative art. There are about 25 categories for general appraisers to choose from, ranging from furniture to militaria to books. After triage, I wheel my dad's heavy piece of Perry Como through a door that leads to the main attraction, where the appraisals take place. It's a chaotic scene inside. Lines wrap around other lines, leading to the expert appraisers. There are about 80 experts, and they've come from all over the country.
I sort of equate this to going fishing and catching something every time you drop the hook in the water.
John Buxton is from Dallas. He appraises tribal art. Like the other expert appraisers, Buxton not only works the 12-hour day for free, but he paid for his own travel and lodging, too. He says it's worth it.
This is my 17th year, and I love it. You just never know what you're going to run into.
When an appraiser does stumble on a real treasure, he or she pitches the object's story to a producer. But a treasure's worth is not always reflected in its monetary value. David Lackey is an antiques and art dealer in Houston, Texas.
Okay, for years I have wanted to do a set of china, and the right set hadn't come in for me.
Lackey has just looked at an antique set of Haviland china from about 1890 or 1905.
And the story is that sets of antique Haviland and most other brands of china only sell for an average price between $3 and $6 per piece. At auctions, at estate sales, at consignment shops. Oh yeah, I'm talking about antique Haviland.
Any Haviland.
But also a lot of English manufacturers. I mean, big sets of china are not selling.
Lackey says that the entire set would only bring $300 to $600. But if they sold the pieces separately to people looking to replace broken dishes of that specific pattern, each piece could sell up to $45. Executive producer Marcia Bemko is impressed with Lackey's pitch.
Okay.
So that's my story.
It's an interesting one. It's a whole new angle. All right, let me interview your guest.
Bemko interviews the couple and decides that they should learn about their china set on camera. Like most of the objects brought to Antiques Roadshow, my dad's mosaic is not worth being filmed. I learn about it during a short conversation with Sebastian Clark from New York.
So each of these pieces, each individual piece of glass is called a tesserae.
Clark tells me the gold content is minimal, just enough to cover the glass. So much for my dad's claim that it's 24 karat. Still, Clark says the mosaic was really well done.
You know, when we look at these mosaic plaques, we want to determine the marketability. Who would buy it? What collector? You know, if I saw this come up for auction today, you know, I'd expect an auction estimate to be in the sort of $2,000 to $3,000 range. But I think that it would have a limited number of buyers. You know, it's only sort of hardcore Catholics
right.
who are going to go for this.
$185 paid for an object worth $2,000 or $3,000. Another Antiques Roadshow success story. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio. What you do to me, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight? Never dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away. What a kiss that away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life? Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me, what you do to me, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me, when you're holding me tight. Never knew that my heart could go zing that away, ting-a-ling that away, make me sing that away, said goodbye to my troubles, they went that away, ever since you came into my life. Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me, what you do to me, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me, when you're holding me.